So if you haven't yet seen some of the videos of the looting in Buffalo, New York during the recent snowstorm, that's really worth a look, because this is a very concerning indicator of things yet to come in 2023. Thank you for joining me here for this short podcast update. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighttown.com. And what we saw from this is just the total ransacking of these retail stores simply because they were shut down during the snowstorm and because the local populations realized that police could not respond. And I'm going to roll some of this footage for you here so you can kind of see the devastation. These stores were picked clean. There was almost nothing of value left behind, just stuff that nobody wanted, basically. This is going to get a lot worse in 2023. You know, normally in years past, a snowstorm would not result in this level of looting. But because of where we are with our economy, with food inflation, with joblessness, and with mass layoffs coming, starting, frankly, you know, next week, we're going to see millions of layoffs throughout 2023. More and more people are going to get desperate. And you're going to see people looting who often would not be looters. And that's a key realization in all of this. I mean, there's always a criminal element in society. But today, because of the inflation and the devaluation of the currency and scarcity and the layoffs and job losses and all that, you're seeing more and more people being pushed into desperation. So looting is a sign, a symptom of the sickness of desperation, which is really economic sickness caused by massive money printing. And it's not a coincidence that this is happening just after the U.S. Senate approved the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill, which gives tens of billions of dollars more to Ukraine, even as there's no money for the U.S. border. But there's tens of billions for Ukraine. It's 110 plus billion total now that has been pledged or sent to Ukraine. I mean, it's outrageous. It's, you know, 100 plus billion dollars. While Americans are suffering under joblessness and poverty and food scarcity and desperation and inability to afford electricity, utility prices have skyrocketed in many areas. Housing, even though it's coming down, is still strongly elevated, and so is fuel costs are still elevated from where they were when Trump was president. So you're seeing more and more desperation kicking in. I've predicted publicly several times that you're going to see food riots in 2023, but it's not just food riots. You're going to see organized food thefts or sort of flash mobs that are staging mass coordinated lootings of grocery stores. And they're going to go for the meat section of grocery stores. And it's going to happen in cities where more people are on the margins of, you know, economic solvency. So Buffalo is one example. A lot of low-income people in Buffalo, but also think about parts of St. Louis or parts of Chicago or Detroit, basically any inner city across America. You're going to see coordinated flash mobs and lootings of grocery stores. As a result, you're going to see more armed guards eventually being posted at certain grocery store locations, and you may see restrictions on being able to even enter the store. There was a video that also circulated over the weekend where there's a Whole Foods store. It's somewhere on the East Coast. I forgot what city it's in, but you can't even get in without scanning a QR code. And you can't just walk in. There's a turnstile type of system, like the way you might enter a subway train station, you know, by scanning something. In order to get into this Whole Foods, you have to scan a QR code. And that QR code is tied to your Whole Foods account, which is tied to your identity. So what Whole Foods is experimenting with is restricting entrance to the retail establishments. And also, more importantly, surveilling the identity of every person that enters the store. So before long, gone will be the days of being able to simply anonymously enter a retail store, at least in many areas, not everywhere, but in many areas. And that'll be true for grocery stores as well as hardware stores. At some point, hardware retailers like Home Depot and Lowe's and others, maybe even Ace Hardware, because they're experiencing record high thefts of power tools, they're going to have to resort to limiting entrance or, you know, controlling the entrance so that they know the ID of every person that comes in. And that's going to be an interesting time because it will mean that in America, you need to have an ID to buy a power tool, but not to vote because of the Democrats, of course. But these are all signs of the worsening of the economy. And it's going to accelerate dramatically in 2023. We are tumbling into a third world country scenario of widespread crime and looting and desperation. Crime is off the charts already, especially organized retail theft, as it's known, which according to Target stores, I had thought that their annual losses throughout 2022 due to organized retail crime, as they call it, ORC, ORCS, was $600 million. But I've now come to understand through more recent stories that are updated that it's going to be over $1 billion. $1 billion in retail theft from one chain. That's Target. And there are similar numbers coming out of other retail chains like Walmart and Best Buy and so on. So retail crime is going to expand dramatically. It's going to hit a lot of grocery stores. And as a result, the retailers themselves are going to increasingly transform the retail landscape into a police state where they control your movements, they control whether you are allowed to enter a store, and they'll have more controls on allowing you to leave the store, even if you have purchased and paid for everything that you are leaving with. Now, outside the realm of retail, you're also going to see more carjackings, more robberies, including robberies of people leaving grocery stores. So what I want to reiterate to all my listeners here is that if you are in a what you might have considered a medium risk area, could be a major city or a suburb, and previously you thought it was totally safe to shop alone, even if you're more of a senior in terms of your age, you may want to reconsider that beginning this year, because you may want to shop with safety in numbers, no joke, where you want to shop with a friend or, you know, two or three of you at the same time, because you're less likely to be targeted for grocery robberies coming out of the grocery store. And I also see a time when thieves would target people who come out of the grocery stores and then they would follow them home and try to rob them at home. And the typical targets for this are going to be, of course, elderly individuals and anybody who looks like they're not paying attention or looks like they're small or frail or weak, inattentive, you know, things like that. So if you happen to be a smaller woman in particular, an elderly small woman, you are more likely to be a target by these thieves as this ramps up in 2023. Carrying a firearm may be an option for you depending on where you live and what the laws are and your level of training and so on. But you also need to be aware that unless someone is robbing you with a deadly weapon themselves, then shooting, let's say, an unarmed person who's trying to steal your groceries may get you locked up and charged with homicide. So my kind of my own personal approach to this, and you can decide what you think is correct, you know, check your local laws. But if someone comes up to me and is trying to rob my groceries and they're not armed, I'm not going to shoot them. I'm not going to fight them. I'm not going to stab them or anything in self-defense. I'm just going to probably throw the groceries at them and leave immediately because it's not worth whatever I paid for that bag of groceries. Or maybe I drop them and leave or whatever. But if they have a deadly weapon and that's different, then yeah, they're in for a fight at that point because that's self-defense. So that's my own discernment. You need to decide what's right for you. But I'm not going to shoot somebody over $50 or $100 worth of groceries. If they need the $100 worth of food that badly, I'm not going to end up spending $20,000 on a criminal defense attorney to defend myself in a self-defense shooting. So I'll just, here, take the damn food. It's organic, you know? You probably need organic food anyway, given how desperate you are. So, I mean, I'm talking to the would-be thief in that case. Here, take the organic bananas and avocados. And I might tell them, check out my website if you want some recipes for how to make healthy smoothies, because you look like you need it. In any case, that's just my take on the situation. But of course, a lot of thieves will be armed. A lot of hijacking will take place by armed individuals and a lot of home invasions and home robberies. So this gets down to one of the principles I've talked about over and over again, which is vote with your feet, get out of the high risk areas, the high population density areas, and understand that the looting that you saw in Buffalo over the weekend, that is an indicator of an escalation that is taking place in the minds of people, especially in certain inner city or high density city or high poverty density areas, that in their minds, they have crossed the threshold of lawlessness. And as a result, they are willing to do all kinds of illegal things in order to try to meet their needs or to exploit the situation for their advantage. It doesn't mean that every one of those looters could be a violent felon that would try to arm you or rob you at gunpoint, but it's a gradient. And if they've made the leap into looting and stealing and perhaps burning down retail establishments, then it's just another leap to looting your home or home invasions or armed robbery. And I believe that a lot of people are continuing to move on that sliding scale, on that gradient towards more and more lawlessness and more violence. So this is a time to be prepared. And let me mention a couple of our routine sponsors that have some gear. You've got hoplitearmor.com, H-O-P-L-I-T-E, hoplitearmor.com. They sell body armor that's made in America using advanced U.S. polymers. By the way, it's all designed and engineered in America and made in America. And it's very effective, very lightweight. You can use discount code RANGER. I think they offer a 10% discount with that code. And then if you're looking for what I think is the best portable AR-style pistol firearm that can be used in your vehicle if it's legal in your area, check your local laws. But because it has a folding stock or a folding arm brace in the pistol configuration, this can be very handy for you. It's at shieldarms.com, shieldarms.com. If you use discount code RANGER, they give you, I think, $50 or $100 off of those of the AR-style pistol or the rifle, and it's available in both 5.56 and 300 Blackout. Personally, I would choose the 300 Blackout. That's what I actually prefer. And then put yourself a nice Hall of Sun sight on it with a shake awake, with a 65 MOA green circle with a dot in the center. Get yourself some 300 Blackout hollow points for self-defense. And again, if legal, you can put that in your car with you, accessible, in case somebody tries to hijack your car or, you know, a carjacking, or somebody tries to attack you or attempted robbery or what have you, you've always got that option. But I just want to reinforce the keep it legal, folks. I always do. Everything that I run and possess, especially what I drive around with, is all 100% legal. I don't encourage anybody to break ATF laws or regulations or anything like that. It'll just get you into trouble. So keep it legal. But even on the legal side, there are a lot of options. Oh, and that rifle is in addition to your sidearm, which you should always have. But that almost goes without saying. You should have a Glock or a Sig Sauer or an M&P or something. And you should have that on your hip at all times, given the kind of world that we're living in. And you should have at least one spare magazine on your person as well, in addition to the full magazine that's in the pistol. So in any kind of configuration in this world, where legal, wherever you go, you want to have your pistol, a spare mag, and an AR-style pistol or rifle in 300 Blackout or 5.56 also available to you, and potentially some body armor in the vehicle that you could put on if necessary. But, you know, don't wig out like you're some kind of, you know, don't dress up like a militia member or something. You'll just attract too much attention. You want to keep this stuff on the down low, but you just want to have it available in case you need it, in case there's a mass shooting or something, or you're trying to exfil the situation, or you're trying to aid local law enforcement that's responding to a mass shooting. It's like, here, have some body armor, you know? That's one of the scenarios that I also prep for, because I know a lot of local sheriffs and police officers don't have good equipment. Anyway, that's my take on things. So get ready. 2023 is going to be a very dangerous year in terms of public safety. But thank you for listening. You can also watch more of my preparedness videos at prepwithmike.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Stay safe.